USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential candidates are weighing in after special counsel Robert Mueller announced he's done with the Russia probe. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says Attorney General William Barr should release the entire report.
I think history has got its eyes on him, and he needs to do the right thing and release the report with obviously the appropriate aspects of national security or personal information redacted.
Senator Bernie Sanders echoed those same comments at a rally in San Diego, California. ISIS has reportedly lost control of its last stronghold in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces press office says that ISIS has been defeated as the region around Baghouz has been freed, ending the self-proclaimed caliphate formed in 2014. The IRS announced that tax refunds are very close to last year's average. The average person is getting back $2,957, which is $3 less than last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The Nebraska Strong Drive for Flood Relief raised nearly $500,000 on Friday to benefit the American Red Cross efforts in Nebraska and southwest Iowa. With more, USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent from Omaha.
Senator Ben Sasse, who helped man the phone bank at Omaha Steaks, took time to give credit to the Trump administration for responding quickly to Nebraska's request for an emergency declaration.
This is really a record turnaround for a federal disaster. This is Nebraska's worst natural disaster ever, under any of the data that we have. And the speed with which the president turned around the declaration is going to be really helpful to us in the recovery phase.
Governor Pete Ricketts also helped take calls during yesterday's Nebraska Strong Drive for Flood Relief.
We will rebuild better and bigger than we have before. And it's going to be with the help of the folks who are calling and having been on the phone calls for a little while and seeing the generosity of Nebraskans all across the state. I know that we're going to get through this together like Nebraskans always do.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have said they would like to abolish the Electoral College and use the popular vote. Now, Democrats have been speaking out regarding the Electoral College after Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by more than 3 million votes in 2016, but still lost the presidency to President Trump. Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News Democrats are in full-on panic mode.
Let's just talk about the fact that the Electoral College was put in place to make sure that the middle of the country was not forgotten. Otherwise, Sandra, people would campaign in New York and L.A., and that's all they would do. They'd go to the big cities. They'd forget about the real people of this country, the rural people in the middle. I think it's very clear people are still upset on the left that their chosen candidate did not win in 2016. They want to find any way they can to beat Donald Trump, because I think they know it's going to be incredibly hard, almost impossible, to beat this president in the 2020 election.
Trump continues.
Listen, this is a system we've had in place for hundreds of years in this country. It's been working. It's always worked the way it's supposed to. And there's, again, a reason that it was implemented this way by the founders of our country, because they didn't want the people in the middle to be forgotten. And, you know, otherwise you could just make two campaign stops and you call it a day. And that's not really what you want when you have a presidential election.
Several of the 2020 presidential candidates are also suggesting changes be made to the Supreme Court as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.